Brilliance Audio presents Life Unscheduled by Kristen Rockaway. Performed by Sunila Nankani. Chapter 1. Teresa's wedding plans were extremely disruptive. Let me be clear, I was absolutely thrilled for her. Mike was a great guy, hardworking, intelligent, loving, supportive. He made Parisa radiate joy. If she wanted to have a magnificent celebration to honor their union, then damn it, that was what she deserved. And I would do whatever I could to help make her day as special as possible. The problem was, I had plans of my own. A meticulously organized schedule, with important meetings and strict deadlines. I had to stick to them. Otherwise, I could kiss my hopes and dreams goodbye. I wanted to make it work. I tried to make it work, but in the end, there was no room in my schedule for both her plans and my plans. Inevitably, something important always got shunted aside. Someone was always disappointed. The first time Parisa's wedding plans disrupted my schedule, I was eating lunch in the company dining hall. That was what they called the cafeteria at Virtuality, the dining hall, like we were college students instead of full-time employees. The food was far superior to anything you'd find on an undergraduate meal plan, though. For one thing, our menu was designed by the most recent winner of Top Chef. For another, it was free of charge. On the day in question, I ordered a beef bulgogi bowl. I always ate bulgogi on Wednesdays. The line cook, Dwayne, knew exactly how I liked it.
No green onions for you, Nicole.
And placed it on my tray with a warm, familiar smile. I took it over to my usual table in the back left corner, where I sat down next to my usual crew, Vimy and Ben. The three of us always ate lunch together, at least when we didn't have to work through our lunch breaks. I can't stay long, Vimy said, between breathless bites of her sandwich. I've got so much work to do. Neither can I. I've got a meeting at 1. My mouth went dry at the thought of it. With John.
Your performance review?
Ben asked, casually scrolling through his phone. Yeah. You look nervous, Vimy said. You know there's nothing to worry about, right? You always get a stellar review. I know. She was right. In the 5 years I'd been working at Virtuality, I'd never received a rating lower than 4. Exceeds.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?